Paramount chief David Ellison, backed by his father's immense wealth, has won the bidding war to take over Warner Brothers Discovery. Warner says Paramount's latest offer is, quote, superior to the one it had struck with Netflix. And Netflix says it is not willing to pay more. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us now. Hi, David.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, so explain how Paramount came out ahead here.
Well, I mean, it's been trying for months, right? And made a series of bids, something like, you know, 1,800,000, it seems like, to try to win Warner Brothers Discovery, and kept getting turned down by its board, which clearly wanted to go with a bid from Netflix. Netflix was seeking to buy the streaming properties like HBO Max, the Warner Brothers Studios, and the intellectual property and franchises like DC Comics and the Harry Potter and the like. Paramount wanted to buy the whole Megillah, all of it. And it sweetened its offer in recent days. And it also has, said that it's claiming more of Larry Ellison's billions behind it rather than borrowing it, trying to reduce the amount of money that it's borrowing to make it more attractive. But, it really persevered because the Ellisons really wanted it.
Okay, so help us picture this. What would this combined company, Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount, look like?
Well, so think of the properties I named and then add in some others. Add in Warner Brothers cable channels, that's CNN, of course, in news. You've got TBS and TNT and other sports and entertainment channels. And you've got all of what Paramount offers. So you've got, with HBO Max, the streamer, you've got Paramount Plus. For CNN, well, you've got CBS News, which is part of CBS. That broadcast network is, of course, a mainstay over at Paramount. You've got Nickelodeon and Comedy Central, these other properties. So you're really combining, and Paramount Studios, of course. So you're really combining these two titans of Hollywood together. The idea being that the Ellisons say that they therefore can take on these digital streaming titans of Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Apple TV.
I mean, this empire sounds just massive. And I know that the owner of Paramount, David Ellison, has said that he's confident that this will get through the antitrust regulators, who sometimes do try to block mergers this huge. So what do you think Ellison's basing his confidence on?
Well, he's, made the argument that they're not as big as Netflix, which has more. They're not as big as YouTube, which really takes so much of American video consumption these days. And therefore, this is a reasonable way to fight that off and keep a Hollywood, proud Hollywood property alive, even if it's two of them being combined under the same banner. What we've also seen is an extraordinary effort to win over support from the Trump administration. President Trump has said that he's very interested in the fate of CNN. He's sort of indicated that he will and then he won't, that he might play a role in this, as he has in so many corporate transactions in his return to office over the past 13 months. And this is, I think, as high a profile one as you can imagine. After all, the Ellisons only took over Paramount last summer. And that was after they made a number of concessions that appealed to the Trump administration. The Ellison's father, Larry Ellison, was the co-founder of Oracle. He's been a financial backer and advisor to Trump. And they're hoping that, glides the path here as well.
Okay, so what do you think? How likely is it that this deal is going to go through?
I got to say, in normal times, you'd say there'd be extraordinary regulatory scrutiny of this, and the Justice Department might throw a flag on the field. Certainly, there may be state's attorneys general that think about it. But in Washington today, in Trump's world, they're much more likely to get a vote of support.
That is NPR's David Folkenflik. Thank you, David.
You bet.